Health officials are asking some Year 12 Wellington High School students who aren't vaccinated against measles to stay home today. A student has been diagnosed with measles, and those who attended classes with the infected child and who aren't immunised should not attend school. Dr. Annette Nesdale from Regional Public Health says they've had 24 cases of measles in Wellington this year, and they've managed to get on top of those cases and stop the spread.
So in terms of whenever we get a situation or a case with measles where we're doing contact tracing, we take a really thorough history of what they've been doing, where they've been, and we focus on the most length of time people have had with other people. So in a school situation where there's someone been at a school, what we do is we look at what classes or what situation that person has been in and focus on those. For the wider school community, there's obviously information because it can just take brief contact for someone to get exposed to measles. But we focus that really intense effort on those that have spent the most time.
And so the school and the school students have all been advised of obviously what classrooms or what classes were potentially at risk, and then they have been asked to provide confirmation of a vaccination?
The principal and the teachers have been so professional and calm, and they're just wanting to do the right thing for their students and their community. So once I contacted them, they very quickly looked at the schedule of classes, looked at all of those things, and provided me with that information so that I could get that information through them to the relevant staff and students.
Have we had other cases like this in Wellington as part of this particular outbreak?
So this, each time we get a measles case, we look to see, has it come from local spread in Wellington or has it come from overseas or Auckland? In this case, it's clearly come from Auckland, and we don't have community spread in Wellington, and we want to keep it that way for as long as possible, which is why we're doing what we're doing.
And in terms of herd immunity and ensuring we have that sort of critical threshold of vaccination, are you confident that Wellington is going to be able to meet that?
In terms of people in the Wellington region, we have good levels of immunisation, but you need excellent levels. You need, at a population or a community level, you need really 95% of the whole community protected to stop spread. But what we're doing in terms of following up, working with the school, working with pupils and students and the medical centres they go to, is about trying to stop further spread. And with isolated cases, we can get on top of the spread. We've had 24 cases in the Wellington region this year, and we have managed to get on top of all of those ones. So that's what we're doing now, to keep Wellington not having widespread community measles.
And what's the advice to parents or students perhaps who can't find a record of whether they've been vaccinated or are unsure?
My heart sank when we were, you know, notified around the situation, and that would be nothing compared to students and parents and teachers getting this information. We contacted them today on a Sunday at the weekend because this is really important. We've had a steady call of steady number of phone calls from teachers and parents wanting advice about how to find the information. The information is in your Well Child book, or for teachers in your Plunkett book, or if you don't have access to that tonight, emailing your medical centre and they will be able to provide you with that information. And it is important to remember that students who had the immunisations they were due as children at 15 months and 4 years will not experience any disruption from this.
That is Dr. Annette Nesdale from Regional Public Health.